The Apostle Paul shows us how Antichrist will work in the end time New Testament churches. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Paul says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day of the Lord shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." In 1982, when I was reading this verse of Scripture, God began to explain it to me by His Spirit. The falling away spoken of in this Scripture, that is not people leaving the church group. The falling away are the churches leaving the Scriptures. Antichrist moves in, eliminating many Scriptures and setting up doctrines opposite to the doctrine of Christ by eliminating many Scriptures. And that's what happens in the falling away. Churches fall away from Scriptures. Pastors want big crowds to come to their churches. If they speak certain Scriptures, they will not be able to have those big crowds and big offerings like they do currently, because people would leave them. They would leave them because their sin was exposed. Instead of repentance, they have approval today by the removal of Scripture. For example, Matthew 5:32 says, "The man who marries a divorced woman commits adultery." I've never heard that spoken at church, have you? If they speak that, there are many men who marry divorced women. There are many. Those men would be offended. There are many women who remarry after divorce. They would be offended. Therefore, scriptures such as this are eliminated from the churches today. Never in 40 years have I ever heard this spoken at a church. The man who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Now, what they're speaking is, of course you can remarry after divorce. God loves you and wants you to be happy. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says the man who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. The Bible says, "Let not the wife depart from her husband, but and if she depart, let her remain unmarried or return to her husband." 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 and 11. The Bible says in Matthew 5:32, "If a man divorces his wife, he will be the cause of her adultery if she has been a faithful wife and he divorces her. She'll go out and remarry, committing adultery. He will be the cause of the adultery, and the man who marries a divorced woman commits adultery." See, none of that's taught I've never heard it taught at a church. That's Antichrist in the church. John said in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, there are many Antichrists today in the churches. Not one Antichrist, many. This is another great fallacy in the churches. For decades, they've been talking about one Antichrist in the church, and that when he comes, it'll be the end. There are many Antichrists. Acts chapter 20, Paul speaking to the elders says, after my departure, I know that among the elders would rise up to speak perverse things to gather disciples unto themselves, setting up denominations. It's right there in Acts chapter 20. What John said in 1 John chapter 2. Little children, it is the last time. They were at the end of time. At that point when John spoke this. Now how can that be? It's been 2,000 years. Well, if you understand what Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3, God doesn't view time like we do. In the eyes of God, one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. So in the sight of God, it's been 2 days since the crucifixion and resurrection. So here they are. Jesus has been resurrected into heaven. John is in charge of the church that he attends. Little children, it is the last time. We're in the last times right now. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Now, John was holding that church group together, and he wouldn't let Antichrist take over. So John says, they went out from us, but they were not all of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. After the end of John's life, he wasn't there to keep control. Paul wasn't there to keep control. Antichrist could move in and the elders and the ministers could speak doctrines that were perverse. And if you will look at Acts chapter 20, you will see Paul speaking of elders of the church at Ephesus who spoke perverse things. The perversion in the church had already started. Antichrist was already moving in to sit in the temple of God and show himself and others that he was God by removing some of the doctrine from the Bible by changing it to approve people instead of bring repentance. Covering up their sin, teaching false doctrine. Oh, God loves you, and of course he will want you to be happy, so of course you can do that thing. That's Antichrist. False doctrine approves sin rather than bringing repentance. Antichrist is a spirit opposite to Christ the Word. Antichrist is not one man, but many men are Antichrist, opposite to the Word of God, opposite to the Bible. Many churches have fallen away from Scripture and set up doctrines opposite to the Bible. And this is Antichrist in the churches today. 1 John 4, the Apostle John explains it. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. The devil is not one man. The devil is a spirit operating in many human beings. Antichrist is not one man. Antichrist is a spirit operating in many men. And that's the reason there's so much being taught in churches today that's opposite from the Holy Bible. But you have the Holy Bible. You can see the doctrine that Jesus taught, that God approved. And you can hear for yourself when there's error coming from a preacher. And this is Antichrist when they are preaching something opposite to the Holy Bible. And it's being done everywhere, all over the world, because we're at the end, and before Jesus could return for the church, according to Paul, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, there had to be a falling away, and that falling away are churches falling away from Scripture. And Antichrist setting himself up in the church to teach other doctrines. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you today.